Let us pray. Lord, open our hearts and minds that your word and Holy Spirit would dwell within us, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as we go through this season of Advent, it's a season of preparing, of getting ready. And really, who is more about getting things ready than John the Baptist? He is trying to get not just himself ready or his household, but everybody, trying to get everyone ready for the coming of the Lord, the coming of the one long promised. The stump of Jesse shall have a shoot that comes out of it. Jesse is the father of David and all those other boys. And it looked like the monarchy had been cut off. And the promise there is that God has not forgotten the promise that God made to David, that God would make David a house that would last forever. And the descendants of David, it's a little bit up and down, right? Some of the kings, they're really good. Some of them are faithful and drawing people back to the Lord and trying to help the poor and care for the needy and protect the nation. And some kings are just in it for themselves, and they're not so great. And the situation that the nation finds itself in as John is proclaiming this message of repentance, this call to get the people ready, is that things got so bad. How bad did they get? I'm so glad you asked. They got so bad. There was so much violence and intrigue and assassinations happening between kings and high priests that they actually, wait for it, asked the Romans to come in to bring order, which of course the Romans were very happy to do. And the Romans came in with Roman justice, which always looked the same, right? It was brutal. It was eliminating all the problems that there were. And if it took 1, 10, 100, 1,000, 10,000 crucifixions to bring the people in line, well, that was just fine. It wasn't any skin off their nose. So at this point, the Romans have been in control of Palestine for 40 years. 40 years of brutal occupation. And the people are longing for a savior. Someone to literally save them from the brutality that their daily lives are. And John comes to get the people ready, to be the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Get ready, God is about to do something amazing. Now you'd think the people would have had a hard time buying into that, right? Because that prophecy from Isaiah, that one that says that God will send a new shoot, that God will raise up a leader who is going to judge with equity, with righteousness. That prophecy is 500 years old by the time that John is quoting it. 500 years, that is a long time to wait. A long time to hold out hope. A long time to try and be steady and steadfast. A long time to think, yeah, any minute now, God is going to come through. But as John the Baptist is proclaiming there by the Jordan, not too far outside of Jericho, where the Jordan River isn't chilly and cold. No, it's kind of salty, warm, and brown. Sorry. But that doesn't stop the people. It says that the people of Jerusalem and Judea and the whole countryside around the Jordan are all coming to be baptized in that water. They're not waiting for it to be cleaned up. They're not waiting for somebody who looks a little bit more put together than somebody with locust legs hanging off the edge of his beard because it's a little bit sticky from the honey. Because John's words echo in their hearts. John's words calling them to get ready for the one who is coming, to prepare their lives, to bear fruit worthy of repentance, to be the people who are ready for what God is about to do. Now, the reality is, they weren't ready, and we aren't ready. We have a hard time staying steadfast just as they did, and we have a hard time keeping our eye fixed on where it needs to be, on this walk with God, on being people who carry peace and righteousness, people who see one another not by outward signs, but instead see others as precious children of God, people who God's love was so great that Jesus Christ was sent into the world. That God's love was so great that Jesus didn't turn aside from all the things that kept coming at him over and over. Some from those very same Pharisees and Sadducees that John is railing against there by the Jordan River. Who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Jesus doesn't even turn aside from the cross itself and goes to the cross for you and for me. Goes to the cross out of love for all those who God promised were not forgotten. And rises again that we might have the hope and the wondrous knowledge that God's promises aren't just, yeah, I'll get to that someday. But God's promises are fulfilled in Jesus Christ. That God is a God of faithfulness, that when God says, I remember you, God actually does. And knowing that we have been given this gift of salvation in Jesus Christ, John's words echo to us all the more to get ready. To get ready in this season of preparation. To get ready not just to decorate and have things look nice. Ooh, did anybody walk in and go, ooh? There's a whole team of people who are here this week working on decorating all over the church. And it's not just the decorations, but it's the sign that they are. They remind us that something important is coming, and it's not just coming sometime. Two of those candles on the wreath are already lit. It's coming soon. We are getting ready because Christ is coming soon. And it's that hope, that promise that we live out. And so we try to walk, as John calls us to, in repentance, and looking at our lives in this season of preparation, of watching for Christ's coming, looking at our lives and going, you know, I'm a little bit off course. Maybe I ought to turn back and get on course, which is, of course, what repentance is all about. Turning away from the brokenness of our lives to instead turning to the Lord. The Lord's love that was there in the time of Isaiah, was there in the time of John the Baptist, was there enfleshed in Jesus Christ and is with us still. John proclaims this word, repent. God is about to do something amazing. Get ready. Get prepared. There are great things ahead. And that's the hope we walk in. Because we know that in Jesus Christ, there are great things ahead. Great gifts of forgiveness and love that we also can carry to a world in need.